We're going to break in here. There's a breaking story going on out of, is this New York, Tommy?
Looks like, and we're getting initial reports, that it looks like a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
I heard the plane very close to the top of the buildings. I looked outside, and I saw it hit, and it exploded immediately.
Black smoke is pouring out of some of the upper floors.
It almost looks like somebody intended to do that.
It had to have been at least one plane, possibly two. The fires in the two buildings are at separate levels.
It is horrific. A second plane the size of a passenger jet flying into the second tower of the World Trade Center.
And did you see the second plane come in?
Yeah, I saw the second plane and go boom.
They're going into what they call an Archangel operation, which is a code name for essentially a major lockdown of the city, evacuating the United Nations building, the municipal building.
I saw what was like this enormous explosion in the sky, which must have been the first tower going down.
The FBI is already investigating reports that a plane was actually hijacked.
I did hear a large explosion, and the ground here in Brooklyn shook. My windows rattled.
The city is ordering a major evacuation from a number of public buildings and a number of these very high-profile targets.
A firefighter screamed, "Stop, run," and I turned, and as I turned, I saw this enormous fireball rolling down at us.
Anything else, John? What happens at the Pentagon at a moment like this?
There is a particular counterterrorism cell within the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
And now another story out of Washington that the Pentagon was the target of another plane.
Well, you can hear it. Just listen.
Blocks north of the World Trade Center, the entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not there anymore.
By that time, we were engulfed in the thickest black, acrid smoke and particle mass. We couldn't breathe, we couldn't see.
I can hear them screaming, signal 1013.
The landscape of New York City has just been changed.
September 11th, 2001 is another day that will live in infamy. Anyone who attacks the United States, killing innocent people the way it's happened today, clearly by design, is going to pay a price.
This is so complicated an operation that one reason we weren't ready is that no one believed there was an organization with either the intention or the capability to execute something like this.
America's united. The freedom-loving nations of the world stand by our side. This will be a monumental struggle of good versus evil, but good will prevail.